Little Boy was quite lost. He had no idea who he was or where he had come from. He was with Aunt Amy Lee, who he loved very much. She had taken him in swaddling clothes from his mother, who already had four sons and could not handle a fifth, born a few months after his father died of a heart attack. His brother Harry, aged 12, found their father dead on the back cellar steps of their little house just north of Van Cortlandt Park, Manhattan. "Poor mom, no money, pop dead," wrote Harry years later. His mother, Clemence Albertine Mendez Monsanto, was born in Providence, Rhode Island, to Sephardic parents who had immigrated from St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, where the family had been established for a very long time as wealthy planters, until a collapse of the sugar market in the late 1890s impoverished them. The family had originally fled the Inquisition in Spain and Portugal, but didn't arrive in the New World in steerage with nothing but their clothes. They arrived with all their possessions in steamer trunks, including candelabras, gold, and jewels, and thus were able to set up as merchants and planters in St. Thomas, where they soon had a great house on a hill with wide verandas looking down on the center of the town, and a family album showed them in broad-brimmed hats and black string ties. St. Thomas was a Danish crown colony until America snatched it early in the 20th century, and the Monsantos had intermarried with the Danes as well as with French settlers, and there were many French relatives who visited and were visited in France. Clemence Albertine had a French mother of vague aristocratic origins, and she still spoke French. So it went that Clemence Albertine's uncle married Amy Lee from northern France, and thus it was that Amy Lee, who had always wanted a child, came and took the newborn Laurent from his distraught mother and bore him off to France by herself. Little Boy surmised many years later that her husband, Ludwig Monsanto, a professor of languages and quite a bit older than Amy Lee, did not, at his advanced age, want to adopt a son, and thus left Amy Lee with little Laurent. And so it was that Tante Amy Lee took him back to her hometown near Strasbourg, the town near where the famous Captain Dreyfus was from, when he was perhaps 2 years old. And there they lived long enough for him to speak French before English, and his very first memory of existence was being held on a balcony above the boulevard where a parade was going by, and someone was waving his hand at the great parade with band music wafting up and strains of the Marseillaise echoing. And the next thing he remembered was that they were back in New York, in a big, high-ceilinged apartment on the Upper West Side, overlooking the Hudson and the Palisades across the great river, and steamboats hooting their whistles, and Aunt Amy Lee and Ludwig somehow back together again. He had a prickly beard when he embraced Little Boy, and the sun shone on them for a brief time until suddenly Uncle Ludwig was not there anymore, and this time for good. So then again, it was himself and Aunt Amy Lee in the big, elegant flat, but not for long, because she had no money. And soon, a health department man came and took him away to an orphanage in Chappaqua, New York, because she had no money to buy him milk. And the man said Little Boy would develop rickets. And there was much weeping when they took him away from Amy Lee. And so it was he stayed in that orphanage, and years later, the only memory he had of it was having to eat undercooked tapioca pudding the kids called cat's eyes. Oh, the time lost and no other memory of it, until a year later, Aunt Amy Lee came and got him. And it was still the 1920s in America. And how he remembered her back then. She wore cloche hats and had her hair cut short like Louise Brooks, and wore always the same elegant dress in the 1920s style, with low-cut bosom and a long string of beads and a scent of eau de cologne always about her.